Local employers desperate to fill upwards of 40,000 jobs have long said that many prospective employees lack skills. So the new Learn and Earn program placed low-income youth into internships with tech companies. The interns spent the summer learning hard skills like coding and gaining soft skills like arriving in an interview on time and shaking someone's hand. 90.5 WESA's Erica Barris has the story.
All right, you guys ready to do this?
Yeah.
The Learn and Earn program is ending, and Anthony Zabolgalski, a producer at Sim Coach Games, is prepping his 26 interns to test out a video game they helped build. Over the last 6 weeks, the interns have worked alongside developers and designers.
All right, who needs an extra observation form?
Me.
Okay, just take one, pass it down. Who needs something to write with?
Me.
In the game they're play testing today, the avatar dodges obstacles. But they aren't things like hurtling knives. They're the kind of impediments teenagers face, like wasting time on Facebook when they should be printing resumes. And they get points for researching a company before a job interview or for dressing their avatar professionally.
Do you have any questions about the game?
Dion Baker Brock graduated from high school in the spring.
I feel like if I go to college and study more about the game industry, I will have the upper hand on most people.
Learn and Earn, a pilot program of the City, County, and Three Rivers Workforce Investment Board, placed nearly 2,000 low-income young adults into internships. SimCoach's Games staff also benefited. Anthony Zabolgalski says they don't typically interact with the end user while creating a game.
They did a short write-up about what it means to dress professionally, and in it, somebody wrote, "You have to look fresher than Steve Harvey." And we thought that line was so funny. We put it in the game. So when you do really well and you dress well, you actually get that line of feedback that you looked as fresh or fresher than Steve Harvey.
That contribution came from Dion Baker Brock. The interns are paid $8.50 an hour, but most of them have other part-time jobs. Baker Brock works the night shift at PNC Park, cleaning up after Pirates games from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. Some nights he works, goes home, showers, and then, on no sleep, comes to his internship. Is that hard?
It ain't nothing.
Throughout the summer, the interns have play-tested lots of games and provided lots of feedback. For one, the characters in the prototypes were male. The girls were vocal about wanting to see a character that looked like them.
I dislike how y'all don't have a female.
It's a female.
When they had to design what a typical professional outfit would look like, some of the interns even made a music video, a spoof on Justin Timberlake's song, Suit and Tie.
As long as you come in your suit and tie, you'll be going home with a job tonight. We're about to show you how to do this. Show you a few things.
That video was produced by Isaac Cowan Page, a geeked out, his words, Wilkinsburg 18-year-old special effects aficionado. Until this internship, he wasn't sure how he'd break into this field.
It's great how you can actually interview some of the employees, you know, and see what kind of steps they took. So if you want to, for me, if I want to go into video gaming or something to do with movies, I can just like ask.
So is the program successful? In some ways, it's too soon to tell. But some of the interns have gotten jobs in fields like catering and retail. As for these interns, their games will soon be available for free on places like iTunes. And even if they don't ultimately end up in a tech job, it's been a valuable experience. Dion Baker Brock says he's enjoyed his gaming internship, but he's set on becoming an occupational therapist. When he was 16, he was shot in the back and was told he wouldn't be able to use his left arm again. Occupational therapists helped him.
I would rather think of myself being a game developer than an occupational therapist just because I like playing video games growing up. But going through that near-death experience and going through a traumatizing event, it just made me think bigger than what my needs were.
Though he hasn't decided to switch course, he's taken things away from this internship. After we talk on the last day, he stands up and turns to leave. Then he remembers. He turns back. "Oh yeah," he says, and he holds out his hand for a handshake. "Nice meeting you." I'm Erica Barris, 90.5 WESA News.